Whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
What a great moment with Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity, your home, a place to be. This is Lwando and aka Mawanza, touching the world with the word of God. Yeah, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing amazing. I'm doing great. You guys can't see, but now I just decided to stand up and like speak to you guys because it feels
ready to preach.
It feels more like, I don't know how does it feel, but it feels great. Like you're standing up, like, yeah, I'm not sitting down, I'm not relaxed instead, I'm standing up. I like, yeah, you know, I'm ready to give you what you guys want and so forth, you know. As Lwando has been so excited, you know, he's been making noise in the studio. he's just shouting in my ear. I'm like, what? But nevertheless, I'm not complaining. I'm just like, wow, this guy's too excited and all that. Not that I'm not excited, I am excited, but you know, we have our own different views of how to be excited or how to show how excited we are and so forth.
Just even, go quiet.
Yeah, even you out there, you have your own different views of how to show how excited you are. Probably you're excited because you're about to get married, or you're excited because, you know, God has given you another great day, or you're excited because, you know, somewhere in the line you might get, gonna get a newborn baby today.
Yeah.
You know, imagine that. I know this is weird that I just decided to come up with this, but imagine out of a bloom, your wife just says she's pregnant. Hey, yeah, that's almost said you are. Imagine your wife saying, hey, I'm pregnant, and then you realize, yay, I'm going to be the father. Yay.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Okay, me and you, we don't know those things.
I mean, I'd be excited if my wife is telling me that, you know, she's going to have a baby.
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest things, man, you know.
Mm.
So I will be excited. I'm from a city called Johannesburg, located in South Africa. And that's where Wandile, a.k.a. Mawanza, is also from. Talking about, you know, being excited. Have you ever seen a person, let's say you get to church or to work, and next thing this person is crying.
Yeah.
And you swear that this person is, there's something wrong that happened, and you ask them what's wrong, and like, I'm very excited.
Those are called tears of joy.
Yeah, tears, I'm very joy. Excited. Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
But
you know what's more exciting? Mm. You know what's more exciting? It's what's going to be happening here at the Active Church in Johannesburg this week.
Yeah.
Where we're having our awesome J Activation conference. Oh yes, it's called J Activation. It's one of our annual conference that happens each and every single year. And it's awesome, it's amazing and so forth. If you know that probably you out there in other part of the world, don't worry, you can also catch all the talks, all the events that have been happening from J Activation on our awesome YouTube channel Active TV, and you can find all those talks, all those sermons, whatever it is that's been happening throughout this J Activation week. It's awesome, really. It's amazing. And also another exciting thing, you know, you know, there's a lot of lined up exciting things I have, is that, you know what, even our church is launching our new album.
You can actually get the album on iTunes, because I have one. You can download an album. It's called Inception, the Active Worship Inception.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very amazing.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's awesome. Just go to, you can, as Lwando said, on iTunes, on Spotify.
Mm. Don't forget to visit us on our website, www.activefm.co.za, and also our Facebook page /@activefm777, our Instagram page @activefm777. So that's where you will find us.
I don't know what I'm after. I don't.
Christ music is hot music, and that was Can't Live Without, Just a Bust, was remixed by Holland. Yeah, that was an awesome music, man. Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy it? Because I did. I was like that dancing was on my feet.
Yeah.
Or on whatever, man. I was just enjoying. Were you enjoying?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was dancing.
Can you sing part of it?
There we go. There we go. There we go. I was enjoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we have actually this week, we have a beautiful, great, amazing, significant topic. Rediscovered and discovered. No, that's the other way. It's discovered and recovered. And the whole thing is about, you know, in your situation, I love this, you know, that, you know, all of us as we walk as people, but we have like, you know, those silent cries, you know, those silent cries inside of us. We are the only people who can hear that. No one else. And but, you know, through Christ on the cross, he has actually discovered us within us, hiding in pain and shame. I feel like preaching. Yeah. And now what happened is that it didn't just discover us, but is able to recover us out of pain.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there we go. There we go. But you know, I have something that's the, it's two questions. You know, the whole thing about Kanye West. I want to ask you, what do you say, man? This guy's Sunday services. And obviously I'm not the reason I don't listen to their music and all that. But now, like, okay, it has to do with something like Christ. Let me just check what's happening there. You see what I'm saying? And now there's a claim. In fact, that's what they say, that, you know, this guy has been what? Has been a born again. And the whole thing started as a family healing thing, and it just went all over. Now, what do you say? Do you think it's true? Or there is a possibility to be true? Or is it just some fake stuff going around through media?
Yeah. Look, I don't know. We can't really say it's 100% true that yeah, he did discovering God and all that. Probably yes, they are, but then, you know, with some of us who've been listening, maybe PCD or like me, like who've been listening to him and all that. When I would listen to his music back then, I would like, ah, this guy, I don't think anytime soon is gonna discover God or whatever. Because remember, he's been with what's his name, Jay-Z, for a long time.
Yeah.
So to be like, when he discovers God and all that, to be like, okay, I don't know, probably in my side, probably Jay-Z will like, ah, why is this guy leaving, deciding to join that thing now?
Yeah.
And then now what happens? Probably someone in the line, maybe Kanye West gets to be, what do you call it, with, gets to be like you know like a person like sees you doing good thing and then is trying to get you back, like, ah, why are you leaving me? No, come back. Now the next thing decides to come back.
To go back, yeah.
So it's not, we'll see in the next few months if it's continuing on there. Because remember, at times internet will just decide to do false things for you. You think it's true, but no, it's not yet true.
Yeah.
Because it's like even now I've been listening to, do you know Tasha Cobbs, right? Tasha Cobbs.
Yeah.
His her new album, Holy Spirit, can't remember the name of it, where she was featuring
Nicki
Minaj.
Yeah.
And that to me was a surprise. I'm like, wow, Tasha Cobbs decided to feature Nicki Minaj in her music and so forth. But with some of us will be like seriously, Nicki Minaj and all that. And then with others will be like, okay, I think she's Tasha Cobbs, she's trying to
evangelize
her to come to God and all that. You know, it's not only in all type of music I've seen that the gospel artists, even some of them, are trying to reach out to the worldly guys to see that, you know what, come back to Jesus, because you know your life without Jesus is like it sucks and all.
Yeah.
You know, and I've realized even here in South Africa with our local artists, gospel artists, they feature with the guys that are worldly
guys,
and they try to bring them to God and so forth. You know, so but we'll see with Kanye West how long will it go and so forth. You know.
I believe anything is possible.
Yeah.
I know God can change a person right now. You see what I'm saying? But as you said, you know, we'll see what happens. And now with this guy, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Because now he's like performing in one of the services on Sunday. And it's like a permanent thing. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
You see, so what do you say about him? Because, I mean, we started seeing this guy attending Hillsong Church.
Yeah.
And then there was sort of that, you know, still being the world and all that, but since he was he got married, now we like is it seems like to be more in Christ. And one of the things I heard is that he didn't sleep with this woman because he wanted to do things according to God's way before he got married to that girl that he married to. So what do you say about him?
What I say about him, even though I haven't been following up much about him, like you have been, but what he's doing, it's really fantastic, because now he left the world out there, you know, in
your old view. But doesn't he still do like worldly music?
You see, I haven't been listening to his stuff.
Yeah,
I don't want to lie, but. But I've been hearing and probably seeing as well that Justin Bieber has been with the Hillsong team now in the attending services and so forth, you know. So but somewhere in the line, you know, there'll be a time where he's gonna get if he's strong enough that he's not gonna let it happen. Somewhere in the line, there'll be those type of artists who want to feature him who are worldly out there, and then what happens?
He
goes back there now.
Yeah.
So, but that's if he's strong, that he's not gonna let that happen.
Yeah.
You see. So yeah.
I think it's if these things are true, and it's sort of, you know, it will not even sort of like, it will challenge people.
Yeah.
That, you know, you have all these famous top people leading people to the wrong path. Do you understand what I'm saying? But their God is just changing them. And people will actually, I believe people will actually see that God is true.
Yeah.
Even those who are with them, I mean, doing industry with them, they won't have an excuse before God to say, but you know, this happened because God says, but I changed a person that you were with next to you, but you didn't see that I'm alive.
Yeah.
Why? Because your heart was hard.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So I hope and I have faith that this thing happens.
Yeah.
That these people actually change.
Yeah.
So what we're talking, I mean, you can comment on our Facebook page / at ActiveFM777 and tell us what you think. As we said, we're talking about being discovered and recovered.
Yeah, you know, like what you were mentioning about the guys, like for instance Kanye West, like probably you saw by the internet and saw probably Kanye West, probably maybe he has rediscovered God and so forth. You know, with Chris Brown, he once, I don't know if he really once did that, and I think he went back. Chris Brown, no, the worldly one. Worldly Chris Brown. He wants to, because I saw that in the internet, like, okay, he once wanted to go back to God. And then now, but I don't know how long it lasted. You know, like,
where was that?
I think it was long, but it was this year. Beginning of the year, somewhere there. So yeah, there will be those artists that will wanna go back, but they don't. There are those artists there are those type of people where they don't know how to go back, how to discover God, how to continue it. Because yes, they will rediscover God. They were like, man, you know what? I'm tired of living this messed up life.
Yeah.
I just want to live a life full of God.
Mm.
But now they don't really know how to do it. Because today they'll rediscover him, and then tomorrow they go back to their old ways, old ways, and so forth. You see. So with you, how would you encourage that person, or how would you encourage that person to stay on that level? Because you know for a person who comes from a real world and then it just today discover that, wait, I need Jesus, I can't live like this.
Yeah.
And then someone in the line like can't really cope with this thing of can't really cope because now it's hard. You know, so yeah,
well, it's in, I don't know, I'll put it in three ways. So one of the things, I was listening to John Lennox, and he was just speaking about all this, you know, artificial intelligence and how it can actually, you know, affect people and how we can destroy humanity. I hope I'm saying the right way. And one of the things that he said is that, you know, the most important thing that he encourages people to do is that he tells them to read maybe the book of John. Start from chapter 1. You see what I'm saying? You start from chapter 1 and you carry on, or from the Bible, the book of Genesis, you carry on. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter how you fall and all that. But it's just carry on. No matter what happens, carry on. Carry on reading the Bible. Carry on praying and waiting for God. So that's one of the things, like, I will encourage you, because that's exactly what happened in my life.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, the moment I got the Bible, I started reading the Bible, but guess what I was sinning? I read the Bible like, you know, I will never live this kind of life because it's boring. It takes away my fun. That was me. But, you know, I just kept on. I don't know why, how, but I kept reading my Bible. And before I even finished, because I started from the book of Genesis, before I even got to the book of Revelation, I was saved.
Yeah.
And just carry on reading the Bible. There are many interesting things in the Bible. And one of the things I can say is that, you know, most of the times, you can't just, like, you're talking about this guy in the beginning of the year who decided that, you know, I'm going to go back to God and all that. There's a reason, there's something in a way that happened. But the most important thing, maybe you are that person who say, you know, I'm going back to God, or I've been trying to go back to God. But, you know, the most important thing is that, what do you do? You need to carry on reading the Bible.
Yeah.
You need to carry on seeking God. Let me give an example. So this is an example. It's like you having a seed. And with a seed is that if you plant it in the wrong place, it won't grow.
Yeah.
But why do you plant the seed? It's because you want the fruits that come out of what? Out of the seed. That's why you plant the seed. And that's exactly the same thing. There's a seed in your life, which is the decision.
Yeah.
Why do you take the right decision? Because you want the results of the right decisions. You understand what I'm saying? So it's exactly the same thing. But the problem is that, remember, you have to plant that decision, and you plant it in you. And when you take that decision and say, I'm going to follow God because I want a better life, and you know that a better life comes from God, but the problem is that you planting the decision in you, but you as a person, your nature is of the world. So it's not the right environment to do what, to grow the decision, a godly decision. So that means now you need godly people.
Yeah.
That will support you until you're strong to support your decision. Because now having the fruits, having the fruits of the right decision of following God, it takes what? It takes time. Yeah. It's a process. It's not easy. But the most important thing is that you gotta stand, you gotta be strong in the Lord, and no matter what happens, but you have to have someone who's more in terms of experience in the Lord to help you, to walk with you until you become that person that will also help other a person.
Yeah.
So the most important thing is actually to trust God. It's actually to trust God and believe in the Lord.
Yeah, that's true, because you know, at times it depends of whom are you chilling, whom are you listening to? That, because at times you'll be like, yes, you want to stay with God and all that, but you don't know how to do it. But now it will depend on whom are you listening to, because at times you'll be listening to someone where is not really experiencing these things. Someone lying today, he's fine, but tomorrow he decides to go, he's doing the same thing as the worldly person is doing. So you need to like look and say, okay, who's this real person that I should be listening to, that I should be taking it in a way that, you know what, whatever he's telling me, like, wow, I want to change my life as he has done, as he has changed his life. I want to be like how he did it, and so forth. And those are the people that you should be like being with, that you should be like hanging around with, because remember, you'll have those people who, like, you know, who will tell you things, good things tomorrow, but tomorrow they don't really care about you and so forth, you know. And yeah, so like Luando said, hang around with people who are godly, who have experienced this, who have been experiencing in these things, like myself and Luando, we come from the worldly journey, and now God has taken us out of that worldly, and he has like literally changed a lot our lives, and he has changed a lot of people's lives, even myself, like in a lot of things and so forth. And believe me, when you stay in God, he will change your life completely. He will completely change your life completely. Like, you'll be like, wow, I never expected to be like changed like this. But like there's a saying, like even our pastor, Pastor Kevin Enslin, will always say that when you change, everything around you will change. You know, so when you change, probably your whole family will even change and so forth. So stay in God, stick with God, and believe me, God will raise you to become a world changer, healthy.
We actually closing the show, and we're very thankful, guys, for your support. We're very thankful, believing that you are impacted. So we're doing an altar call. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is your opportunity. You can just pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I accept you.
I accept you
as my Lord,
as my Lord
and Savior. I believe with my heart,
I confess with my mouth that you are
the Son of God.
That you are the Son of God.
You died. You were raised from the dead. Taken to heaven,
and right now,
you are seated
at the right hand
of my Father, interceding for me. Baptize me with your spirit. Thank you for forgiving me of all my sins. Thank you for washing me clean with your blood.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
Amen. Oh yeah. That's so exciting. I'm so excited. You know. I'm sure you're excited, man. Are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to an awesome, amazing show. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. You can catch all our amazing, fantastic shows, from sports show to to our awesome Quiet Times on Intensity to The Mode. You know, if you know you're into fashion, wow, you can listen to all those amazing shows, and you can also catch all the in all platforms on Active TV when we podcast our shows, and you can also go onto our awesome YouTube or everywhere you can go there, and it's awesome, it's amazing. Otherwise, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page @ActiveFM777 @ActiveFM777, and also on our awesome Instagram @ActiveFM777 @ActiveFM777. I was gonna leave with some awesome music. That was myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mounds, and Mr. Luandos. Peace out and God bless.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade. Ahead of the game.